Okay, today's daf is daf mem tes. So we got to the Vama mem ches amin beis. We just learned the Mishnah together. And the Mishnah had taught a din that if two men had been married to two women, and both women shalobichru, so that, and there's two bechorif, and they got mixed which was which, and one of their children died, so the din was that if they gave to one kohen, both fathers gave to the same kohen, so then the kohen has to return back five slum, and they divide amongst themselves. But let's say each of the fathers gave to two different kohanim, so then each kohen could say, well, I wasn't the one who was given the money for the child who died, you were the one. And since you can't ascertain which kohen was the one who received the money to kohanim, so you don't, there's no way to collect back the money given to the kohen. So Gemara says, Maishna, last three lines in Mem Chasim Beis, Maishna, Shnei Kohanim, why by two kohanim, when one of the two children die, the kohanim don't have to pay back anyone? Because Dazul Gabi Hai Matchile, Vazul Gabi Hai Matchile. You go to Kohen A, you say, oh, give us the money back. He said, no, I was giving the money for the child who's still alive. And here's the other Kohen who was giving the money for the child that died. And you go to that Kohen, he says the same thing. So since he can't figure it out, that's why they're both exempt from paying any money. But when it comes to Kohen Echad, if there's only one Kohen, meaning both fathers gave to the same Kohen, and one of the children dies, they don't know who the father was because the children got confused, they mix them up. So then we said the Kohen has to get back five slum, and they divide, the two fathers divide. But why? The Kohen Echad could have the same taina. He should say, Kohen Echad Nami, Leitel Gabi Hai Litche, Leitel Gabi. Father A goes to Kohen and says, give me the money back. Kohen says, you're not the father, it was the other guy. And Father B comes to Kohen and says, the Kohen says, no, you're not the father, it's the other guy. And since each one independently, the Kohen could just push off, even by Kohen Echad, he should be potter from having to pay five shloim back. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, going on to Mem Tes, this case here is that Beba Bar Shah, it came Bar Shah. Shah is some type of, what do they call it? A power of attorney of some sort, where the father A is collecting for himself, but he was also appointed as a shliach of some sort. There's a big discussion how our shah works in terms of the mechanics of it, but Father B appoints Father A to represent Father B. So Father A comes to Kohen as representing myself and also representing Father B. So coming together, the Kohen says, you can't push me off. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says at the very top line, Bevav b'har shah, Shnei ha'avos kasvu har shah ha'echa l'chaveru. Both fathers write a har shah, some level of power of attorney to each other. And Bab Baal Harshah, the one who holds Harshah, the power of attorney from his friend, the other father, V'tovu Mimanav Shach, he's able to be Tover from the Kohen Mimanav Shach. Why? Imshali, if I'm the one, Meis Hechzili Eshali, give me the money for my child that passed away. Vim Shel Chaverai, if it's my friend, Meis Hechzili Eshali, give me the money on behalf of him, Sharei Yeshli Harshah, I've got the power of attorney that he appointed me. And that's how the Kohen is able, he's not able to avoid having to pay. So Gemara says, "V'hami nehardai." Doesn't say nehardai. Lo kasvina ar adrachta amatal tole. Don't have a din. You don't write adrachta. Adrachta is a Aramaic for harsha. You can't write empower an attorney for metalton for movable objects. It only works on property and land. But this is metalton. This is kasif. And the Gemara says, "Heni mila heichad de kafre." When can you not write a harsha on metalton? When the nitva denies owing any money. So he says, "I don't owe you any money." And the guy comes with a harsha. You do owe money since it's sound like the star is being a sheker because the guy denies it, so we don't want to get involved in the sheker. Val hecha de lo kafri, when the guy doesn't deny owing the money, kasmir, and then you are able to write harsha on metalton. In this case, even though the kohen denies who he owes money to, he is mo that he owes money. He just doesn't say who the right guy is, and that's not considered kisheker, and in this case, you can write a harsha on metalton on kesem. Gemara now quotes from yesterday's Mishnah, Zachar Nekeva Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum. So the Mishnah had a very exhaustive discussion about different scenarios of one boy and one girl, two boys, a girl, two boys, two girls. So there's one case that the Mishnah didn't mention. When you have two wives marrying two men, and there's Zachar Nekeva, so you don't know who was the father of the Zachar, the Kohen has no claim. Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum. And if, let's say, they were the two mothers, and there's a total of two daughters and a son, or two daughters and two sons, so that also, you can't figure out if there's a Bechor even, and who the father of the Bechor was. The one case that wasn't mentioned was two Zacharim and Nekeva, two boys and a girl. That case was not mentioned. Why not? So Gemara says, Tanda Rav Huna. Rav Huna added, well, the Mishnah didn't mention Shnei Zacharim u'Nekeva Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum. So here in this case, let's say you have two wives that had given birth to two boys and a girl. So since only one of them, there's only a Vaday, one Kohen, one Bechor rather. And since you don't know who the father is, therefore Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum. So that was not mentioned in the Mishnah, to Zacharim and Nekeva Achas. Why not? So Gemara explains, Tana Didan, our Mishnah, why didn't our Mishnah mention this? Because Keva and Dibishnei are Nashim with the Mishkachasla, and Bish Echad Ushe Nashim lo Mishkachasla, lo Masila. Since the scenario of two boys and a girl is only Shaykh if there are two husbands in the case. But if there's one husband and two wives, that means, and the two boys and a girl, Vade, one of the wives had a Bechor, which means the one husband owes the money to Kohen, and since you can't teach Ein Kan LaKohen Klum, they didn't want to teach that case in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah was only addressing cases that in both scenarios, whether it's one husband or two husbands, Ein Kan LaKohen Klum, and for that reason was left off the list. The new Mishnah tells us now, Mesa ben Besoch Shloshim Yom. Let's say the son dies within 30 days. So, Afa Pishanasin LaKohen Yachzer. Even though the father may have jumped the gun and paid the money to the Kohen, since the child died less than 30 days, the Kohen must return the money back to the father. La'achar Shloshim Yom. Let's say the child died after 30 days. Then, Afa Pishanasin Yitain. Even though the father didn't pay, he has a requirement to pay, even though his child had passed away now, but since it passed away after the 30-day mark, the chiv kicked in, the father's obligated to pay the money. Let's say Mace Beyom Shloshim. Let's say the child died on the 30th day of birth. Kiyom Shalafanov, we view it as being prior, meaning we view it as being the 29th day. 30 days, like as if it's too early, and there is no chiv to pay. Rabbi Kiva says it depends. Rabbi Kiva says it's a suffix. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Im Nasan Lo Yital. If you gave the money already, you can't take it back. But Im Lo Nasan, if you didn't pay the money back on day 30, then Lo Yital, then you don't have to pay the money moving forward. Okay, look at Tosas for a second. There are two interesting Tosas here. Tosas writes, Meis beno besoch shloshim yom. Let's say the child dies within 30 days. Yachzer lo chamish shlam. You have to return the 5 shlam. Why? So Rashi explained. Tosas quotes Rashi, Pesh bekuntris, mishum di nefel. It's a nefel. The definition of nefel is a child that can't live more than 30 days. It's called a nefel. It's called some level of a stillborn. And there's no chiv to pidyon haben on a nefel. But Tosas takes the issue. Tosas says, Bechinam a perish gain. For no reason did Rashi explain this way. Let's say you knew that this child had been fully developed. It was a full-term child, 9 months, and had the strength. And it could have caught some disease that killed it. But it had its natural strength to live longer, so that's not a nafil. And yet still, such a child will be potter. Not because he's a nafil. Rather, Tosa says, because there's a gzeir sakasiv, the child must live to a full month, a full 30 days, and that's where nechiv. Rashi thinks it depends on whether the child's strong enough or not strong enough, and Tosa says it depends on it's just simply a gzeir sakasiv, even a ben chodesh, even though we know it's kolo chadash, if it was a full term, it still is going to be potter if it didn't live to 30 days. Until next, Tosas writes, Lacha Shoshim, Afa Pishlo Nasa. Psachim Besofa, the very last sugi, the very last discussion in all of Maseches Psachim, has a question, who says the Shechayanu at a Pidyon HaBen? Does it say the Aviyah Ben says it, because Aviyah Ben is Mekai in the midst of a Pidyon HaBen? Or does the Kohen say the Shechayanu because the Kohen receives the 5 Shlam, he receives the Schar? And we're passing the Aviyah Ben says this. So Gemara Tosas writes, Aviyah Ben, Mevarich Shtaim, he says both brachas, the bracha of Pidyon HaBen and the bracha of Shechayanu. The Yesh Lasapik, there's a room to doubt, Kevin Shemais, if the child dies, and then the father performs Pidyon HaBen, Im Mivarech Shechayanu, does he still say a Shechayanu? Because Mekevin de Zoch L'Kayim HaMitzvah, he's Zoch to the Mitzvah, but his child died. So is Shechayanu about Simcha or not? If it's about Simcha, you can't imagine him saying the Bracha after his child passed away. But if it's about his Zaman, an opportunity to perform a Mitzvah, so he's still getting the Mitzvah even though it's lumped together with a terrible Avelos. Says Vein Latimo, don't be bothered by Ahadulo Mivarchin Shachyan called Mila Mila. We don't say Bracha at a Mila, and the simple reason why is because Tsar Dianuka, the pain of the child, as the Gemara in Ksuba says, so certainly there shouldn't be a Shachyanu at a Pidyon HaBen either because the Tsar of the father. So Kamo came out Pidyon HaBen, he says no. Bris Mila is not really about Tsar Dianuka. The shiny mitzvah Pidyon HaBen de lo shchicha. There's another element here. It's uncommon. So in essence, what Tosas is trying to tell us, I believe, if Tosas, you look at Tosas' sukkah, I think Mem Ches, along Tosas, there are two types of shechianos. There's one that's on simcha, and there's one that's about zman, things that come infrequently. So by Bris Mila, there's no simcha because Tsar Dianuka. There's no special zman because it happens so frequently. That's why there's no shechianu. But by Pidyon HaBen, so normally there's simcha, and there's also a Zman. It's a unique mitzvah. But even when the child dies and there's no simcha anymore, there still is the element of the Zman of being infrequent, and for that reason, Tosa says, it warrants saying a Shechianu. Yeah. In terms of that, so the real, if you look at these, the Rishon, there's no real pidyon that's going on. There's no hektesh on the child. No, there's some in it about the Bechor serving, it's a Kohen not, but there is never, let's say the person never is never poed his child. There's no double hektesh to it. You know, Isser, there's a Chetz Kuni that says there is, but we don't assume that way. The Gemara simple pshat, there is no Isser Avoda. So there's no real Isser. Really, what comes out is simply a Hechatimsa to give him money to the Kohen. So you give money to the child, there's an excuse to pay money to the Kohen, and that's why even after the son dies, there's still a Chovas Mamon to pay the Kohen. We'll see on Amud Beis, there seems to be clearing in the Gemara whether or not it's a Davar Isser or it's a Davar Mamon. Fine. So the Gemara now says, "My Tamayo Dirabanan." What's the reason why the Rabbanan say that day 30 is considered like Lifnim? It's not considered 30 days complete. So he says, "Gamri Chodesh Chodesh Mimidbar." We know in the Midbar they also did a pin on a ben, and the pasuk says Chodesh has to be a month old. If the child was a month old, there's a chiva pidon in the Midbar. Ma Hasam Umaala, just like by the pasuk says in the Midbar. It says the Chodesh Umala, a month and above, so to Afhachanami Umala has to be a month and above. But Chodesh itself, on day 30, that's considered still Kilifnim Dami. That's the Shita of Rabbanim. It has to be 31 days to be Chayvim Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Akiva Mesafkile, he's not sure. The fact that by erchin, we know there's certain halachas that if you say, I want to give the erchin of the that person. So there's one in the shirim is if the child is between a month and lamala, and I think 5 years old or so, there's a certain tabule you have to find how much you pay. Depending on a boy or a girl, if it's a 5 years old till the age of 30, I forget the numbers, there's a certain amount you pay. But the lashon that's used in the pasuk, last week's parsha, is asked to be chodesh umala, that's the age of paying for a child in Erchen. So the Gemara says, how come I say this has to say the word Mala by Erchen? V'lo gami mimidbar. Why don't we say, just like Chodesh Ramidbar, Umala, so to Erchen, when it says Chodesh, it should say Umala. It should include Mala. Why does the pasuk have to explicitly write Umala? Why not learn Erchen from Midbar? So Gemara says, ends up being, since it says Chodesh Umala by Midbar, and it says Chodesh Umala by Erchen, Havalu Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, Eim Lamdin, oh, we can't learn from it as a source. Oh, Dilma, perhaps, no. Ki'eim Lamdin La'alma. When we say you can't learn, when there are two psukim that teach us the same halacha, you can't apply it elsewhere, that's only elsewhere, La'alma. Avalu Gufay, but if it's an internal din, Milamdin. And therefore, since Midbar, the halachas of Midbar, Chodesh Umala is talking about a Pidyon HaBen in the Midbar, and we're talking about a Pidyon HaBen L'doros, that's not considered a separate limud. That is the limud itself of Midbar, and you can learn Chodesh Umala from the Pidyon HaBen in the Midbar. And since he's not sure, since Rabbi Kiva is not sure, Umishim Hachi, Misafkin Alei, and therefore he says, if you gave money ready, let the coin keep it. And if you didn't give money yet, don't pay it to the Kohen. Comes along now, Amar Vashi. Vashi says, Hakol Moldim, everybody agrees, however, Linen Avelis, when it comes to Avelis, Yom Shloshim Ki Yom Shilafanav, that day 30 is like the day beforehand, that if you Rashi explains here the linen avelus in Mace Vlad Busoch Shloshim Ein Avelus Chala Alava Alaviv De Emer Nefel. The child, in order for there to be real avelus for a child, the child has to live at least 30 days. Let's say the child dies on day 30, then there's no avelus because we view that as being kodem. It's still considered a nefel. But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, how do we know this? Because halacha kedivri amekel beavel. When it comes to avelus, we always have passing like the more lenient shita, and therefore we're lenient in legabe avelus. Even though legabe pidyon haben, there's a machlokes whether day 30 is kilafnim or kilacher. By avelus we're mekel that there is no avelus if the child dies on day 30. There's one other area we have such a thing kedivri amekel. That's legabe erevin. The Gemara says erevin as well. Whenever there's a machlokes, we're always mekel like a lenient shita. Now, there's an interesting discussion that's found in the Bach here. The Gemara says Chodesh is used as the model here. Chodesh, Chodesh. Chodesh means a month. Now, the truth is a lunar month is really 29 days, 12 hours, and however many halakim. So let's say you have a child. So according to Pasha Pshat is you have to wait till day 31 to do the Pidyon HaBen. But according to the Bach, his understanding is, based on the Yireim as well, that even after 29 days and however many hours in halakim, you already have the mitzvah. So it's very halach l'maisa. How long do you have to wait for it? So there are big discussions about this. If your Moshe wants to ask the Shaila, they once, you could have like the Chumar also. You could have day 31 come before 29 days in 12 hours. I don't know how it works, the calculator, but assume it's true. So you could have the Chumar both ways. You could have 29 days earlier than the day 31, and you could have 31 days perhaps before 29 hours, 29 days and 12 hours. So Rav Moshe was once asked the Shaila, they set up a whole pinyan ben for day 30, and it turned out they made a miscalculation. It wasn't that you're supposed to do it day 30. So now he wanted to know, after inviting everyone came to the party, they realized the mistake, can they go ahead do the pinyan ben because the busha of the family? So Moshe paskined, wait till nighttime when it's day 31, and even though 29 days and 12 hours haven't yet passed since the birth, you could be make like the shitas that 31 days is sufficient to perform the pinyan ben in light of the covet of brios that would perhaps be ruined by calling off the pinyan ben. Okay, Gemara now said, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mace, hav, let's say the father died, besoch shloshim, the father died, b'cheskash shalov nifta, and you assume if it was under 30 days, no one pays early. No one pays the chov early. You assume that the payment wasn't done, ad shiavi raya shenifta, until someone can bring proof that we saw the father pay the pinyan ben prior to 30 days. Let's say the father dies, la'acha shloshim yom, from day 31 and on, the father dies, b'cheska shenifta, we assume that there was a redemption, there was a pinyan ben, ad shiyomu lo shelo nifta, until you could prove that there was an pinyan ben that was performed. So let's say the halacha, let's say what happens is, who liftos, who b'no liftos. Let's say the father grew up, and he found out that his father never redeemed him. He was a bechor himself, and there's no pinyan ben performed on his half, and he also has to pay for his son. He has now a firstborn son for himself, and now he has to pay for himself and for his son. Who should come first? Let's say he only has five shlum. Should he redeem himself, or should he redeem his son? Which one goes first? So who liftos, who b'no liftos, the Mishnah Paskins, who kodem livno, he should redeem himself first, because the mitzvah of him, the Gemara in Kedushin talks about this, he has an obligation to perform mitzvahs on himself, right? Chayecha kodem, perform your own obligations before performing someone else's obligations, so he redeems himself. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, but no kodmo, his son precedes his own pidyon, because kodmo she mitzvah, so alaviv, u mitzvah no alav. The father's pidyon ben chiyev is really on his father, on the grandfather, not my obligation, I'm just an object. But the chiyev is on the gavra, my father. But my obligation of my son is on me, and therefore I redeem my son prior to redeeming myself. So it comes out here, a very interesting machlokas that the Achron talk about, whose chiyev is a pinyan haben on? Is it really on the son? But since the son isn't able to, he's incapable of posing himself, he's only 30 days, so the father has to perform it on behalf of the child, or no, is the chiyev really on the father to perform the pinyan haben? It's the same exact machlokas that exists by Bris Mila as well. Is it chovas the katan, but the child can't do it, so the father does it, or is it really a chovas on the father that he has to do it? Well, in terms of kare, either way, there's kare, so on the child, either way. It's more chamer, that's square, but that won't indicate whose obligation is, though. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch talks about this with a number of nafkaminas as well. Gemara now says, Itmar, it says, is machlokis amarim hapodes b'no besoch shloshim yom. Let's say the father decide to redeem his son within 30 days. Rav amar b'no padar, it's good. You're allowed to do it under 30 days. And Shmuel amar ein b'no padar. Shmuel says it doesn't work. A pidyon within 30 days is ineffective. So the Gemara explains, d'chuli alma b'achshav, everyone agrees right now, ein b'no padar. Everyone agrees, if you redeem him today on day 15, it certainly doesn't work. Even Rav agrees it doesn't work. La'achar shloshim yom, if it's after 30 days, v'snau lemos, and the mos are still around, the coin still has the mos, v'adai b'no padai. Certainly it was good, meaning you gave the money day 15, and the mos are still available on day 31, so that everybody agrees as well is good. As long as the coin still has the money after day 30, it still works.
And you stipulated that it should be chal after 30.
You were stipulated, yeah? Does that have to be that way?
That's how it touches the bed. When he's a ma'akshav, that the father stipulated it would be now, that's when it's not good. But if he says it's going to be lachar shloshim, and it's still around, that's when it's good.
If you said lachar shloshim yom, he says, I'm giving it to now on condition that's chal after 30 days, and the mos are still in the biyat koin, that works. Keep pligi, when is there machlokas? Lachar shloshim v'nis'achlu hamos. If after 30 days, and they're no longer available. They're no longer biyad kohen. That's where there's machlokas. So Rav Amar beno padoy. Rav says that it still works. The pirun ben still is effective. Midi dehava hakidusho isha, just like by kedushin. What Rashi explains the top, rather bottom Rashi here. Hakidusha isha di yavla hashta midi. If he gives something now to the woman, Amar lei sester hiskachi lacha shoshim yom. Let the kedushin be chal after 30 days. Hadi mukudesh is a good kedushin. Why? So Rashi, the Gemara explains how Hasam, their lav afagav didn't achlo mos have a kedusha. Just like by kedushin, if you want to take effect after 3 days, it's effective even though the money's no longer in her hands anymore. So Hachanami here as well, loshna here shouldn't be different. He gave her the money to the kohen day 15, and kedushin that's chal after 30. You're allowed to separate the nesina and the chalos. That works. That's according to Rav. But Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar Lecha, no, Hasan v'yad l'kachim achshav. There, the husband can marry her today. On day 15, he could say, marry me today. He just wants to delay it for whatever reason. But right now, there's the ability to marry her today if he so chooses. But hacha ein v'yad l'ftosam achshav. But here, the father wanted to redeem the son on day 15. It wouldn't be effective, and therefore, it wouldn't work if the money, if nis'ach l'amos. So that's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. How do we paskin? So Gemara says a very telling line here. V'yav agav dekaimelan dechol hecha depligi Rabbi Shmuel halachas akarab beisura uchshmuel bedina. Even though all over Shas, whenever there's machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, legabe isura we paskin like Rav, legabe dinim, legabe mamonis we paskin like Shmuel. Hocha hilchasa kevase de Shmuel. Here we paskin like Shmuel. So that's very interesting. It sounds like here would be din of isur, and we paskin like Shmuel nonetheless. If you look at the Rashi, I forgot to look it up, but the Rashi is a slightly different girsa here. So when we say Hilchasa Kavashi de Shmuel, because the reason why I pass like Shmuel here is because Taka Pinin Ben is din in Mamnos. It's a din in Mamnos, not a din of Isser. So how to read this line? If you look at the different girsas in the Rishonim, comes out as this machlokas. How do we categorize Pinin Ben? Is Pinin Ben a din in Mamnos? It's just simply Manos Kahuna, where you give Mamon, or is there a certain level of Isser involved? As Andrew was saying before, there's a certain Pidyon. There's a certain Pidyon from the Kedushas Bechor that exists. We're moving to the Kohen. Is it a Davar Isser or is it a Davar Mamon? We have many places, many mitzvahs that it seems to be walking on this fine line between being a Dina Isser or a Dina Mamon. This is one of the examples, and this is a very important source for this discussion. Gemara now says, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Mace Bisoch Shloshim Yom. Let's say the child dies within 30 days. So then, Afa P, even though Afa P Nasan the Kohen Yachshilo Chamishlam, even though the father already gave to the Kohen the 5 shlam, since it was within 30 days that the child died, the Kohen must return the money. So time of the mace only because the child died. Halo mace if the child didn't die, but no pother, it would be a good pidyon, which is like the sheet of Rav. So Gemara says, no hacha, but my askinon disnai lemaos. It's only because the maos is still beyond Kohen is it good. But im nisachlo ka the maos, then maybe it wouldn't be a good pidyon. Next ride, the Gemara says, Tashma, Becheska shelo nifta ad shenifta. Let's say the father dies within 30 days. We assume that no pidyon haben was performed until we bring a ride that it was performed. So then we see that pidyon haben doesn't work. We don't assume that pidyon haben works and was done within 30 days. Gemara says, no, hasam nami. So if you bring a raya, right, the case, if you bring a raya, they perform Pidyon HaBen, it would work. How could that be the case? So the Gemara says it's only when the Mos are still Biyat Kohen would the Pidyon HaBen work had it been given during Toch Shloshim. Tani Kamid Rav Yehuda, Hapodes Beno B'Soch Shloshim Yon, Beno Padoi, it works within 30 days. Amle Shmuel says, Ein Beno Padoi, it doesn't work. So the same Achlok is here as well. V'at Amas Beno Padoi, and you think it does work? So the Gemara says, "V'yafagav dekaimelan kara b'isur v'kshmul bedinei ha'cha hilchasa kavasi d'shmul." We pass like Shmuel that it doesn't work. There has to be that the malos are still b'yad kohen for it to be effective. Toch shloshim yom. Marna says halfway down the Amud here, as follows: Who liftos ubno liftos? Who kodim livno? We had a machlokas. Who should come first? Who redeemed first? Is the father has to redeem himself first, or does he have to redeem his son first? So Tanur Rabban the Brayza says this appears also in Maseches Kedushin Daf Chavtes. So who liftos ubno liftos? Who kodim livno? He has to redeem himself before his son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'no kodim lo shemitzvaso aviv mitzvaso b'no olav. He has to redeem himself first, rather his son first. Because the son's chiyuv is on him, and then himself afterwards, because his own chiyuv is on really his father. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kol Moda, everybody agrees, Heicha Deilech Elecha Mishloim, who called him Livno. Everybody agrees, if there's only 5 shlam available, he must go before his son. My time, and what's the reason? Because the mitzvah, the day adif, the mitzvah on a person himself, begufo, comes first. Just like chayecha kodman. A person has to protect himself, give himself what to eat before someone else. A person has to wear tefillin before he gives someone else to wear tefillin. So too, he has to be pod himself before anyone else. Ki pligi, when is there machlokes? Heichadika chamesh mishubados, v'chamesh b'nei charon. When there's five shlaim that he has a lien on, he could take from other people, that he's a lien, he could take out from them, and he also has five available slime that are b'nei chorin, that's machlokas. What's machlokas? The Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he holds, milva k'suva b'torah ki k'suva b'shar damya. So he holds that a milva loan that's obligated by the Torah, in other words, the money that you owe the Kohen is a milva k'suva b'torah, that's as if it was written b'shtar dami, and therefore a k'suva b'shtar has the ability to collect from his shubadim. You could take away, there's a lien that exists the property that I sold off, and therefore v'diday also of a tarif mishabdei, and he's able to take the property for, because he had an obligation to pay the Kohen on his own self, the father. So now wherever property has, the Kohen has this outstanding lien, so I could take away from mishubados and give it to the Kohen. And the honey chamish b'nei charon, the five available slum park le libre, I could use because there's no lien yet. My son was just born 30 days ago, so there's no lien yet. So therefore, I could only use from five available slum. I use five available slum to pay off my son. Rabban Tzavri, they hold no. Mova k'suv b'torah lav k'suv b'shtar damya. The loan that's written in the Torah, the chiyuv pidyon ben, is not k'shtar dami, and therefore there is no lien on the property, so I'm not able to take away from the mishabados to pay the kohen, and therefore I only have five slime to use, and since we paskin hilkach mitzvah didei adif, therefore you pay for yourself prior to paying for your son. Let's do this mission now. We'll stop. We'll do the Gemara tomorrow. The Mishnah says, Chamesh Shloim Shaben, the five Shloim of the child, Bimana Tzuri, has to be used, the money Tzuri, a certain currency of Tzur. The Gemara is going to explain, Rashi tells us. Shloshim Sha'eved, the halach is, let's say a Maishur kills an Eved Kanani, there's a Kanas, the Torah says you have to pay Shloshim, 30 shekel of the Eved, and the din is, or someone else kills my Eved, you pay Shloshim to the master, and Chamishim Sha'onis, in the case of Onis Mefata, you pay 50 to the father, to Onis Mefata case, Umeh Shemoji Shemer, to Moji Shemer, where the husband claims that the wife wasn't a Basula, you pay 100 shekel, all these cases, all these penalties in the Torah, kulam b'shekel kodesh b'manatzuri, are all going to be used as a shekel kodesh from the currencies of manatzuri. Rashi explains here, kulam b'shekel kodesh, davi esim mayin, mail. So it's a 20 mayin equals a shekel kodesh. V'osin mayin, what currency do we use to evaluate, to assess a maya? Shebimos manatzuri. So using a ma of a manatzuri, 20 of those equals a shekel kodesh of what's being described in the Torah. And v'chul on all them, niftim v'kesef u'b'shav v'kesef, chus mishkalim. All the cases we have to pay money, you could just as well as paying money, you could use shav v'kesef, which is something that's an object with value, you could pay that as well. The only exception is shkalim. Shkalim, you must use an actual shekel, you can't use a shav v'kesef in its stead. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll in the meantime continue tomorrow.